Let's go back to our golden text in the book of James, please. I've made notes all over this page. Let the word correct you. Don't get hurt and feel sorry for yourself. Let the word fight its own fight. You can't fight thoughts with thoughts. That's impossible. Fighting thoughts with thoughts? No. You have to fight thoughts with words. So you take the word that covers your situation. And you take that word, you think it, you think that word and say it. You think that word and say it. You think that word and say it until you say that word without thinking. And therefore you have renewed your mind to that situation. Sometimes you can do it in a few days, sometimes you can't. There was a time that this ministry was $6 million behind on its TV bill. And I thought, we've had the worst year we've ever had. Oh, what are we going to do? We've had the worst year we've ever had. Oh, and I just waited. I had to go before the board and tell them we've had the worst year we've ever had. And George would prepare everything and give it to me, and I hadn't even looked at it. I just went, the board meeting's the next day. What am I going to tell these people? Oh, my God, my God, my God. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Oh, God. And I just waited and waited until late. I went down to my study and I went through there. And this is my best year we've ever had. This department, best year we've ever had. This department, best year we've ever had. TV department, $6 million behind. I said, Lord, we've had a good year. Yeah, he said, all of them except the one you tried to run. He said, you know better than that. You roll that car over on me and you do it now. Gloria had already gone to bed. I said, Gloria, come here and look at this. We've had the best year we've ever had, except for the mess I made in the TV department. Boy, we grabbed hands and rolled a care of it over on the Lord, according to 1 Peter 5, and stood on it. And I wrote in 2 Corinthians 10, I'm putting that thought in prison. I'm not touching that in my thought life anymore. Yes, sir. I can, no. And I'd be doing something to just, when I said, no, you get out of my mind. I don't touch that. I do not touch that with my thought life. No. It took a couple of weeks. And it got to where, and I'd think about it. I said, oh, shut up. You're in prison. I'm not going to let you out again. Now, George, you come tell the rest of the story. Because he and Terry and the staff were on the other end of this thing. And I hadn't told them anything about what I received from the Lord. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was towards the end of 89, actually, because we'd just gone on daily television, and we went on every available voice.
Yes, we did.
Very quickly. But you and Gloria were praying, but what we were doing together as a staff, every day in the month of December of 1989, we would gather together, and we would praise God. That's what faith does. Praise God. Yes. You praise God in the midst of whatever is going on. And so I was working with Gloria at the time. We were doing some things that we needed to do, cutting back on this and that. But we were told that it would take anywhere from 18 months to 2 years, if that, to get out of it. And we crossed over into 1990. And the accounts payable were caught up by March, and then the final television bill was paid on July the 10th.
What most people don't understand, that television bill was a couple of million a month.
It was. Yeah. So we were
That'll keep a good picker picking. When you got to bring up 6 million more.
We were 6 million behind at the end of 1989. Crossed over into 1990, and something happened. Something amazing happened. And by the time we reached July the 10th of 1990, I remember that day, Jen, our CFO, brought the final check of the TV bill, brought it to my office. It was 9 o'clock in the morning, and we were completely caught up, and we've not been behind. Glory to God.
And for the first time, we paid the TV bill all in one check instead of splitting it up.
Exactly. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me go back over these. Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Psalm 18:1. I love you, O Lord, my strength. Psalm 18:39. Thou hast girded me with strength. Psalm 26. He is the saving strength of God's right hand. Psalm 22:19. O Lord, my strength. Psalm 28:7, the Lord is my strength and shield, the saving strength of his anointed. Psalm 29:11, he gives strength to his people. Psalm 27:1, he's the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Isaiah 12:2, he is my strength and my song. Isaiah 40:31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength and rise up as wings as eagles. And run and not be weary and walk and don't faint. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Now, let's read this again. James, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into different temptations, tests, and trials, knowing this. You have to know something. And the only way you're going to know it is get out of this book. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no longer risen with a burning heat, but without the grass and the flower and so forth and so on, the grace of fashion. Now, what I want to get to here, let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God. One translation says, don't you dare say that. You don't say that. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Wavering is caused by asking in fear. He gave birth to life. And my notes all down across here. And I'm going somewhere with this. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath. For the wrath of a man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness, superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself and goes away and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. This book is the perfect law of liberty. So, Galatians chapter 5, Galatians 5, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become no effect unto you. Now, do this. Every time you see the word Christ, stop, meditate, and translate. Amen. Where in Christ, the anointed one in his anointing hath made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. For I, Paul, say unto you, if you be circumcised, Christ, the anointed one and his anointing shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that's circumcised that he's debtor unto the law. Christ, the anointed one and his anointing is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ, the anointed one and his anointing, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. Aha. Well, we've settled something here. Faith works by love. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that if you will be none otherwise minded, that if you will be otherwise minded, But he that troubles you shall bear his judgment whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased? I would they were even cut off with trouble. Well, he's a little plain, right? Yeah, he said just what he meant. For you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. But by love serve one another, for all in the law is fulfilled in this one word, even this, love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Most people want to walk in the flesh until they figure out how to walk in the Spirit. It doesn't work that way. You go for the goal first. You do what the book says. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, they that do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. This man got really close to that. He was persecuting the church. Looking for ways to persecute the people in that way. And Jesus just knocked him off his horse on the way to Damascus. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? No. He was persecuting the people. No. Jesus took that personally. Why persecutest thou me? It is hard to kick against the pricks. That was a chariot, a war chariot term. Those chariots had big goads on each side of the wheels. And if you got in combat with somebody and you ran up against that, if they could work those horses around and get up against your chariot and jam that thing in there, and the wheels would collapse. And the Roman soldier could just kill whoever was there. And Jesus said, that's what you're doing to me. I take it personally. What are you persecuting me for? He said, who are you, Lord? That's the shortest salvation prayer I ever prayed. And scales came over his eyes. You couldn't see. So God spoke to him, a man named Ananias. And God told him what he wanted him to do. He said, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, Lord, I don't believe I won't do that. He said, I've heard about this man. The Lord said, no, I'm going to show him what he must suffer for my name's sake. I had trouble with that for a while. And I prayed about it, and the Lord showed me. He said, I had to have a man. Now, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and so forth, I mean, they were present. But the Lord said, I had to have a man well educated. This man sat at the feet of Gamaliel. An educated man. In the Torah. He said, I had to have a man in the field that would prove the second covenant. And prove it under hardship. That only Jesus had suffered more. I will show him what he must suffer for my name's sake. Why? Because his name will do the same thing he can do. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, there you have it. Now, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, joy. The fruit of the Spirit, count it all joy. Now, what does this show? That joy is already in your spirit if you'll stir it up. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. That's holiness. Galatians chapter 5. But the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which His presence within accomplishes, is love, joy, parentheses, gladness. Gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Peace, patience, an even temper, forbearance, kindness, goodness, benevolence, faithfulness, gentleness, meekness, humility, self-control, self-restraint, continuous. Against such there is no law that can bring a charge. Whew. There is no law. That'll hold up in any courtroom in the world. Thank you, Jesus.
God's divine power has given you everything you need for a godly life. He's given you His exceeding great and precious promises. So how do you go from believing it to receiving those promises into your life? In Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Precious Faith, Precious Promises, learn how God wants to walk you through aligning with His perfect will for your life. Choose to yield to His correction so you can go in the direction He leads you. When you're following His direction, you're able to receive His protection. Let God's love and mercy flow through you and see God's perfection touch every area of your life. Spirit, soul, body, finances, everything. Find out how He's already put His own faith inside you. In fact, the covenant of grace you have with God gives you access to all He has. Learn to use your God-given faith. Get in His Word and receive the exceeding great and precious promises that He has for you. Request your free copy of Precious Faith, Precious Promises by Kenneth Copeland, available as an MP3 download. Discover everything you need to know to believe and receive the precious promises of God that the blood of Jesus provided for you. Go to kcm.org/TV special to get your free digital download of Precious Faith, Precious Promises. This offer is good for 60 days.
If you asked me 25 years ago how important is partnership, it'd be a very different answer. And the things that I've learned in 25 years elevates partnership to such a high level in the kingdom of God. And really, partnering is God's idea. It's not some business model. It's God's idea that we're to partner with each other, because in adding each other's strengths, we become stronger, we become more potent, and we have greater influence. The hundredfold return is for us, but there's an extension of that hundredfold return, because what we sow into multiplies into their life, and then it multiplies again, and that multiplication continues and is ongoing. And so it kind of brings new meaning to the hundredfold return. It's not just you, it's the other people that will encounter that same message that you're sowing into, you're giving into, you're praying into, that is going to have an eternal life to it, that's going to go on and on and on into eternity. The things that we're sowing today, the things that we are doing to get the faith message out, it is going to travel into the future and never stop. That's pretty powerful. So I want to have a part in that. I want to make sure that I give my best so that it's multiplying into other people's future as well as mine, as well as my family's future.
Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one. The greater one is right here.
I'm not going to be depressed and crushed another day in my life, because He did it. He went through it. He bought it. He paid for it, and I now have the peace.
By His stripes ye were healed. That's cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, crippling arthritis, infections, the Lord. You can't separate healing from salvation. It's on the cross.
I don't wait for crisis moments to draw on power. Power is for everyday life.
We got to be unafraid and unashamed. They got to see more power on your side than it is on the world's side.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/swbc today.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
Hello, I'm Kelly Copeland, and you know, I learned from my mom and dad the true meaning of partnership growing up with them in their home. Our partners were a precious part of our daily life and family and our prayers. Our partners were not a way to get money, but I learned from them that this is a connection that we make to bring the supply and the anointing that's here into their lives, but also the appreciation of the prayer, of the gifts that are on their lives. Dad and Mom treasure that, and so do I. And so I want to read a scripture that reflects that today, because we're here for you, but we understand how deeply that you are here to support what God's called this place to do. And in Ephesians 4, of course, we know he's talking about the body of Christ and the fivefold ministry and the saints doing the work of the ministry. But in the last verses, it says, his body has been formed in his image and closely joined together and constantly connected as one. And every member has been given divine gifts to contribute to the growth of all. And as these gifts operate effectively throughout the whole body, we are built up and made perfect in love. And because of your partnership with us, this is why we do together the big things and being made perfect together in love. So if you've never stepped into partnership with this ministry, I want to invite you to. All of our resources are at kcm.org, and we pray for you. And today is National Day of Prayer. I guarantee you we are praying for you. And I want to encourage you today. This is a national day for you to talk to Jesus. I'll just put it that way. Talk to him about our nation. Talk to him about your community. This is the day to talk to Jesus in the name of Jesus. I want to remind you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.